This is one book you can judge by the cover. There is a maple leaf, and four men in iconic primary colors on a crosswalk. Author John Arnone of Victoria Harbour, age 61, has written us and them. Canada, Canadians and the Beatles, showcasing over 40 stories involving various connections, some rare and some unique, between the British musical group and the vast peoples of our home and native land. Starting at the beginnings of the COVID-19 pandemic, Arnone found an opportunity to spend a majority of his rearranged time devoted to the project. I have two passions in this world, my country and the Beatles. And I thought that I needed to combine those two and make something out of it, Arnone explained. A minimum of 1 year of research took place at the Midland Library, the Tay Township Library, and my home in Victoria Harbour. And then another 6 to 8 months of writing, at which time I was able to pitch it to a publisher successfully, he continued, which is amazing for a first-time author. The publisher accepted it, and they published it this past November. So it's been out for about 4 months. While it's difficult to say whether there are hundreds of books or thousands of books that have chronicled the Liverpool band, Arnone noted that he was the only author in the world who had linked the Beatles to Canada in such a fashion. The book is over 300 pages. There are nearly 40 photographs, many of which have never been seen before, said Arnone. I had some fun acquiring the rights to use these photos from rather obscure individuals who attended concerts, others who have passed away whose families didn't know what to do with their loved ones' photographs of the Beatles, and I was able to acquire those rights. In Us and Them, Arnone shared tales from across the provinces and territories. These included George Harrison's immediate family residing in the Greater Toronto Area and in Quebec, and Elliot Lake Police Sergeant's name being the inspiration for a famous album title, and the song Imagine having ties to a Cree elder in Canada. I've got a Nova Scotia teenager who sang a version of Blackbird in Mi'kmaq, and it caught the attention not only of Paul McCartney but of the United Nations, Arnone shared. It may have helped them decide that Mi'kmaq is a language worth preserving. Arnone is in talks with locations in North Simcoe in hopes to set up a book reading or signing once as the lifted pandemic restrictions will allow. Published by Friesen Press, the 300-page softcover, nonfiction book can be purchased through the BeatlesandCanada.com website for $35 inclusive of shipping anywhere in Canada.